There's your thing.
Can I have everybody's attention? It's December 7th, 2022. This is a regular planning board meeting. It's been advertised pursuant to Public Law 231, also known as the Open Public Meeting Act. And can we go to flag salute, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Adams?
Here.
Mr. Allegretto?
Here.
Mr. Becker? Mr. Birch?
Here.
Mrs. Halliday? Mr. Jessel?
Here.
Mr. Lovechuk?
Here.
Mr. Loper?
Here.
Mr. Shepherd?
Here.
Mr. Stell?
Here.
Dr. Vandeshore?
And not that there's anybody in the audience, but if we can mute all our cell phones, we are recorded. First application, PBA 22-027, JRGVB LLC, 201 First Street.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to switch the order between one and two because I'm waiting for the surveyor on one, but
okay.
I have the project architect, he doesn't show up, so. Could you indulge me so I can go number two first, which is PBA
22-030 1922 Ferndale Avenue LLC, 1922 Ferndale Avenue Block.
Actually, drive.
Drive, you're right. Drive.
To talk to Clark about that one.
yeah. Mr. Teitler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Avery Teitler here on behalf of the applicant's minor subdivision application of 1922 Ferndale Avenue LLC, and entity contract purchaser 1922 Ferndale Road, Smith's Lot 11, Lot 15. Properties located in RN neighborhood zones, existing 100-by-100-foot lot. The applicant's here tonight proposed to subdivide the property to two equal lots, both measuring 50 feet by 100. The proposed lots be fully conforming to the zone, and no variance or requests are required as part of the application. The applicant intends to call one witness tonight, that is the project surveyor, Mr. Swenson.
Hey, Mr. Swenson, the testimony I'm about to give concerning the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and nothing but.
Yes, it is.
And Mr. Swenson's been in front of us before as a.
I've attended numerous.
And we accept this credentials.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Swenson, can you provide the board a brief overview of the application?
It's an existing 100 by 100 foot lot in R50/5000 zone. Requirements are 50 foot lot frontage, 5000 square foot minimum lot area. Both newly created lots will have 50 foot frontage, 100 foot deep, and 5000 square foot area. They're both fully conforming. And
no variance requested.
No variances are required or requested.
And it'll be consistent with other lots in the neighborhood.
Yes, it will.
All right, there's all the questions. Mr. Swenson.
Any questions for Mr. Swenson from the board? Seeing none.
Happy rest of the moment.
Mr. Shull.
Mr. Chairman, I refer to my report on November 9th, 2022. This is a two-lot subdivision in the Riviera 55,000 zone. Two new lots, all existing improvements are to be removed from the property. The standard waivers have been requested as far as completeness, and we support those waivers. Applications are deemed complete. The zoning chart on page 6 verifies the testimony provided by the applicant, the fact that these lots are fully conforming with the minimum bulk requirements for the zone. Condition of approval would request the applicant to address the city street tree requirements. Plans should revise also to indicate removal of existing curb cut, apron on Ferndale. Vehicular access will be required via the alley. And then we defer any other comment for stormwater grading drainage utilities to your forward engineering.
Thank you. Let the record reflect that Vince is in the house. And Mr. Scheidt.
Thank you, Chairman. Board members, our report was November 14th. I don't have too much more to add. Indeed, complete, fully conforming fire rate subdivision. There's no grading associated with this because there's no improvements proposed at this time. Access will be by the alley. Curb and sidewalk will need to be removed and replaced.
about the extent of it.
Any questions for either of our professionals? Seeing none, back to the applicant.
Chairman, if I may, Chair, can I entertain a motion in the affirmative to approve the minor subdivision request presented by Mr. Piper? Two housekeeping questions. Mr. Tundy, your client has had an opportunity to consider Mr. Shule's report on November 9th of this year, and Mr. Shine's on November 14th of this year as well, is that right?
Yes.
And those reports are acceptable to your client?
Yes, they are, Mr. Chair.
That being said, the Chair can entertain the motion in the affirmative to approve the minor subdivision in a by right subdivision. No variances are requested or required. And even though it's a by right subdivision, the gentleman who cast in your ballot specifies the reasons for your vote.
Hearing the, what we've heard from our solicitor, do I have a motion?
So moved, Adam.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Allegretto?
I vote yes. It's a by right subdivision for the zoo. And that's it.
Mr. Lovechuk?
Yes.
Mr. Jessel?
Yes, by right subdivision.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes, by right.
Mr. Adams?
Yes, no variance is requested or required, and it's by right.
Mr. Birch?
Yes, it's by right.
Mr. Stell?
Yes,
Mr. Loper.
Yes, for all the reasons stated, and there's no additional land to purchase.
Thank you very much.
So that was,
Number one, PBA 22-027, RJGVB LLC, 201 First Street, Block 12, Lot 1.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Peter here on behalf of the applicant. As you said, it's my subject to have these RJGDB LLC. Land is the owner of 201 First Street, Block 1, Block 12. Property's located in the NEN, where many neighborhoods known. It's an existing 90-foot by 115-foot lot. The applicant here tonight proposing to subdivide this property by creating two equal lots, both measures 45 feet by 115 feet. Both Austin Allen and Jordan Corner for the zone will also be oversized for the zone, and no variance are also required as part of this application. We have Andrew Bechtel here tonight, who is going to be the project architect to testify on the subject.
Good evening, Mr. Bechtel. Is testimony about to be the scene the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth shall be done?
It is.
And the chair will recognize Mr. Bechtel.
And Mr. Bechtel's been in front of us on many occasions as architect or planner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Bechtel, you are understanding this is a 90-foot by 115-foot existing parcel, is that correct?
Yes.
And it's your understanding that the applicant for the subdivided property into two equal lots, correct?
Yes.
Both 45 by 115 feet?
Yes.
And these lots will be fully conforming lots?
Absolutely, back to the oversize.
Okay, no variance requests are required for the application?
None whatsoever.
Those are all the questions I have, Mr. Bechtel, after the rest of the month.
Any questions for Mr. Bechtel? Seeing none, Mr. Shule.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to refer to my report on this application dated October 13th, two lot subdivision in the North End neighborhood zone. all existing structures and improvements will be demolished. New single was proposed, but not as part of this application, just for subdivision of the lots only. Zoning conformance schedule on page 6 verifies the testimony provided. The lots are fully conforming with the minimum requirements. In fact, they exceed the minimum requirements for the North End neighborhood zone. There's a few comments, not much of any significance. In fact, the new curb and sidewalk will be provided as a condition of the applicants seeking construction permits for the new dwellings. It's not necessary to revise the plans at this point for that purpose. But we do have some comments in subsequent. Comment four, if the zoning requirements are retained on the plan, we're looking for some cleanup, for some revisions to those, to that information consistent with the city ordinance. And again, as the board's practice require reporting by plat and the regarding reporting by deed should be also be removed from the plan and revised accordingly. Vehicle access should be provided via the alley only. We defer any other comments, stormwater drainage, and utilities to the board engineer.
Our board engineer, Mr. Scheidig.
Thank you, Chairman. October 17, 2022 is the date of our report. I agree. The application deemed complete. By right subdivision. No development at this time. Removal of replacement of the concrete curb and sidewalk along the frontage is required. And the rest of my report has to do with some changes that need to be addressed on the plans before they can be submitted for signatures, Mylars, and then going to the county for recording.
Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Shule or Mr. Scheide? Seeing none, back to the applicant. There's no public. Audience is filled with professionals.
Now, just a housekeeping matters before I bring the motion. Again, Mr. Scheidner, you then, your final send up to consider Mr. Shule's report of October the 13th of this year. Mr. Scheidner's October 17th, you saying, is that right?
Yes, Mr. Griffin, both are acceptable.
And we asked the applicant to clear up any issues. No, I know the answer to this. The applicant will report and some of these in black.
Yes.
Perfect, correct, okay. That being said, gentlemen, the chair may entertain a motion in the affirmative to approve the by right subdivision presented by Mr. Taylor and specified by no variance requested or required. And that motion.
Based on what we've heard from our solicitor, could I get a motion from the board?
So moved, Shepherd.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Backer.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Allegretto?
I vote yes. It's a by right subdivision for the zone.
Mr. Levchuk?
Yes, by right.
Mr. Becker?
Yes, by right.
Mr. Jessel?
By right subdivision, yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes, by right.
Mr. Adams?
Yes, for previously stated reasons.
Mr. Birch?
Yes, by right subdivision.
Mr. Stell?
Yes, by right subdivision.
Mr. Loper?
It's a by right subdivision which advances the North End neighborhood as single family.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Mr. Titler? Do you want Dave Scheide to prepare that cost estimate?
Let me get back to that.
Okay.
We're preparing it for the overall or each individual lot?
Well, he's going to get back to me.
Thank you.
I'll send you an email. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I mean, number three on the agenda, PBA 22-029, Duncan Real Estate Investment LLC.
We have some confusion too, okay. Before you.
8822 9th Street Block, 901 Lot 9. HZ zone, and I have a couple of people that are going to recuse on this.
I'm going to recuse myself.
Mr. Birch.
Mr. Birch is out. Anyone else?
And Mr. Lovechuck?
Yes.
Not in buildings within 200 feet.
Okay.
Don't stop at Pedro.
Okay, so you want to announce that Birch has left the meeting?
Yeah, Birch has left the meeting and Mr. Lovechuck is packing up.
Are you going to stay and come back after? Okay. So he's not leaving. Okay, thank you.
And Mr. Lovechuck will join us after the application is heard. Mr. Battistini.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. John Battistini on behalf of the applicants, Duncan Real Estate Investments and Devin Douglas and Dolan LLC, regarding property located at 822 9th Street, it's block 901 lot 9. And I have with me Andrew Bechtel from Thomas Bechtel, and if you would be sworn in and identified as an expert, that'd be fantastic.
Good evening, Mr. Bechtel. The testimony you're about to give this evening is the truth, all the truth, and nothing but the truth.
It is.
And as we said before, we're familiar with his credentials and may proceed.
Mr. Becker, what zone are we in and what is the scope of the project?
We are located in the hospitality zone on 9th Street. The lot is 50 foot by 150 foot deep lot. Hospitality zone allows for triplexes on lots of this size. We plan to remove the existing structure there and replace it with a fully conforming triplex based on all the ordinances.
And how many bedrooms do you have on the first floor, second floor, third?
Three are on the first,
and then fiber on the next two floors, which is typical for this type of development for a triplex.
And do we meet the parking requirements?
We meet the parking requirements. We have a parking spaces in the very back of the lot. Many each unit has its own garage as well.
And we meet all of the both variances for side yard setback, rear yard setback, front yard setback.
We meet all the qualifications for the setbacks, with the exception of the parking buffer setback, and that is in regards to the sides. So east and west, and on that parking pad that's in the back, technically we're 2.5 feet to the side property line, where 4 feet would be required, so we're 1.5 feet short. But again, this is a typical buffer requirement that's typically asked of any kind of commercial or mixed use or triplex structure that has typically been granted by this board. In fact, I believe they're working on language to actually change this so the buffers are not so great.
So we do have a little bit of more an hour of a lot than 55 required. If we had the 55 feet, would we even need the buffer at that point?
Most likely not. The 55 feet is what is listed as the width that would need to be required, but again, because this is a pre-existing lot, that it's not required or within all the restrictions, so there is no variance for that. However, if it was 55 feet, we obviously would have the problem with the buffers.
So it's a C1 application in regard to Archer?
In regard to Archer, due to the width, yes, you could make that argument.
And further, as to the negative criteria, there's no detrimental impact on the neighborhood, substantial impact?
No, actually, what was actually fairly nice about the whole project is there's already an existing driveway down that westerly side of the property. So we're basically keeping it consistent with what's been there and how it's been done. So we're going to maintain the driveway along the westerly side of the property. All the parking is going to be in the back. We're going to improve the impervious coverage. The impervious is going to be obviously at the max, but we have improved the impervious coverage. And we're going to create a structure that is fully compliant with the orders.
In regard to the C2 criteria, we're giving some enhanced architectural aesthetic to show up there.
First and foremost, even though it's a commercial structure, I don't believe that property is floodproof. So we'll be creating now a properly flood-resistant building, we'll be improving the aesthetics. Technically speaking, the building will be very close to where the existing building is now. And we're going to keep the side open as much as possible. Our rear yard setback is absolutely larger than it needs to be, but again, we're creating that parking, so there's going to be a lot of open space on the south side of the structure.
And nothing here is detrimental to the zone plan or the zoning ordinance?
No, not at all. Again, this is a permitted use based on lot size.
In one of the waivers that we're seeking is with respect to that driveway, where we can just briefly touch about that again.
So along the westerly side of the property, we have a driveway. That driveway is set in a 12-foot, 1-inch side yard setback on the westerly side. Typically what we would do is we're creating a 30-inch driveway where you require to have 30 inches of concrete, 30 inches of grass, 30 inches of concrete. That is in the dead center of that driveway. What would typically be asked for is a 4-foot buffer for the driveway as well off of that property line. Again, we're creating actually what would be considered much larger in most cases. In residential zones, we get away with 11 feet. In the commercial zone, we're going for 12 feet. So technically, we need a 4-foot buffer off of that driveway. But again, that driveway is pre-existing, and we're basically maintaining that same kind of traffic pattern on the project. What's also very important about having this way is we're now allowed to come out headlights first, which we think is incredibly important along that 9th Street corridor. So it's not like anybody's going to be backing down this driveway. We have tons of room in the back of this building to turn around and come out headlights first, and that was the other thing that was really important.
And as far as you're concerned, we meet all of the site plan requirements?
I believe the board professionals had a fairly concise report for both of those, from both of them, and I believe, yes, we meet all the site plan.
Maybe it's Jim.
The board has any questions of Mr. Beckel, and we'll certainly take them at this point. point, there's nothing other to add to the application.
Any board questions for Mr. Bechtel?
Just a quick question. So we talked about that the driveway. So the curb cut is going to stay the same, or is that to be increased?
Pretty much identical.
Was there, you don't need to increase that?
No, no. And the only other change that we did discuss at the subcommittee meeting is we're going to make donations to the street tree. So we're going to actually move any street trees out in front. We're going to remove that. We're going to keep the concrete to keep that kind of wide open thoroughfare, again, for pedestrians.
Yeah, there's a lot of traffic there. That's a great idea.
And as I recall, the subcommittee meeting, there was a little discussion about those street trees. How many was it ultimately determined that from the end?
It was one. I believe it was
one
for
$350.
Yes.
That's all I have. Just confirming that. It's the same size.
Any other questions for the applicant at this point? Seeing none, Mr. Shule, can we have your report?
Absolutely. I refer to my report issued dated November 11th. It was revised November 21st. And this is a minor site plan with variances specified to you by Mr. Bechtel in the hospitality zone and triplex visit from the use in the zone. We had an opportunity to work through a number of comments and issues. Mr. Griffith indicated at the subcommittee meeting on November 22nd. The application did involve some checklist waivers that isn't being complete. The defendant's funding schedule, page 8 of my plan, indicates the conformance of the lot and the structure with all the requirements of the zone. Parking is satisfied. The only variance in the package is for the parking setback from the property line. It's 2.5 feet and 4 feet is required. I'm just going to skip through my review comments down to comment number 3, which includes some conditions. Should the board be inclined to approve the application? A few exceptions in here. Comment 3B regarding the minimum aggregate side yard. I want to be sure the board understands that the side yard conforms. If this is on the zoning conformance schedule on the plan, it needs to be revised. comment 3C has been satisfied. Comment 3D, we're looking for a detail of the pole with the elevation. The detail of the sign itself is there, but we want to see the elevation that's going to be installed at. And then a note on comment 3F, again indicated by Mr. Griffith, the subcommittee suggested that the street tree requirement be waived. The applicant agreed to make a donation in lieu of street tree. Comment number 4, the plan indicates curb and sidewalk will be replaced as necessary. I can't recall how that was worked out at the subcommittee. I may defer to the board engineer on the details on that one. 5 is an informational item regarding construction from the construction office and the elevation for construction purposes. And then we have our standard conditions of approval, on page 10 of my report.
Anybody have any questions for Mr. Shule? Mr. Scheide.
Chairman, board members, our report was November 14th, 2022. So this application deemed complete. I concur with the relief that's required, 4-foot parking setback in the rear, where 2.5 is proposed. And a 4-foot setback to the driveway with 2'3.5" is proposed. Clean application. The only comments I have is notes on the plan talking about improvements in the right-of-way being removed and replaced as necessary. I think it's necessary to do curb, gutter, and sidewalk. I was not at the subcommittee meeting to hear how that shook out. But we're on Ninth Street, we're in a prominent location, and they all should be removed and replaced.
Any questions for Mr. Shai?
Yes, I am right now. Mr. Battistini. Excuse me. You just heard Mr. Shai's comments about the curb and sidewalk.
Yes, no problem.
That's acceptable to your plan?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you.
I have some more questions.
Yes.
Just in your rear, you agree with the parking, just plenty of room for
turnaround parking, and it meets the RSIS standards for the number of spaces.
Yep.
And there is grass block pavers proposed in the back of the parking lot.
Awesome. We don't get any of those, that's why I figured I'd check.
Yep. Yeah, clean up.
But I don't know if you want to make an announcement.
Yeah, just let the record reflect that Vince is leaving the room and he won't be able to vote on this application. Mr. Battistini, back to closing.
We have nothing to add if we want to open up to the non-public.
To the non-public?
I have a question.
Okay. Can I have a motion open it to the public? Do I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public on this application, which is 901 9th Street, please step forward.
Just figure, Jody Lefchuk should be on, please.
Yes, good evening, yeah. Mr. Lefchuk.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to see the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth is not being done.
I just have a question.
Gary,
I
still need to state his name.
Oh, okay. Jody, identify yourself for the record.
Jody Lefchuk, to the place. I was a little surprised and taken back when I was asked to not participate because of, I'm assuming you had mentioned the Nutton Building LLC, but that's a boardwalk property that I'm a tenant of, and I don't see how that falls within this the circumference of the rule. So I just want to verify if I'm looking at something different. I'm not sure why I abstained. I got up and did the right thing because I took for granted. But I just noticed while I was looking at the plans, I don't see how I'm within that circle.
On the certified 200 foot list,
okay.
Which is in the application. But I defer this to the solicitor.
It's similar to a previous application. It's a fine line. Within the 200 foot radius, and we're building like water. Is that not true?
I understand what you're saying, but I'm assuming this is the radius, and our property is outside of that.
Well, and if the property is outside of that, then you are right.
It's on the 200, the certified 200 foot
list.
You have to look at the list that's with the application.
Okay.
And it's.
I didn't look there. I was just. My apologies. I just wanted to know.
You have to look at the list. Yeah, it's the certified list we go by.
Okay, thank you. I know what
I'm saying. Okay, can I have a motion to close the public?
Yeah.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Battistini for closing.
No, thank you.
Nothing. Oh, okay.
If I may, before we frame the motion, Mr. Battistini, your client has had an opportunity to review Mr. Shull's report on November 11th, 2022, as well as the report on November
22nd. Yes, sir.
Those reports are acceptable to your client.
They're acceptable.
We've covered the curb and the sidewalk, we've covered the street sweep. Now, I had one question. Is there a design waiver required? For the driveway and the
design waiver.
The chair can entertain a motion in the affirmative to approve the minor site plan. There's one variance request for parking buffer setback, and there's also a design waiver a request for the driveway on distances. And the chair can entertain everything in one motion.
Okay, based on what we've heard from our solicitor, do I have a motion?
So moved. Shepherd.
Do I have a second?
Rams.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Allegretto?
Yes, I think the variance requested is minimal for the driveway that's there. I think the building was conforming to the zone, so I vote yes.
Mr. Jessel?
I'm voting yes. Also, one of the primary ideas in the development by this board of the hospitality zone was to increase more tourism related properties that would support the downtown, the boardwalk, and the rest of Ocean City. This meets all those criteria, in my opinion, and good project.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Shepherd?
I vote yes for the previously stated.
Mr. Adams?
I also vote yes. Project gave us some subcommittee meeting. We had some review of it. We were able to compare it to others that have been approved
approved in the past that made sense for the zoning. Mrs. Gessel commented on which I also believe. And it had been minor tweaks to were factored into the final draft here, which I think really makes for smart development in the zone. And I vote yes.
Mr. Stell?
I vote yes for the same reasons.
Mr. Loper?
I vote yes for all the previous, and it meets the criteria of what we need for the HD zone.
Thank you, members and ladies of the board. Everybody have a wonderful Merry Christmas, holiday season.
Thank you, same for you and your
I mean, I don't know. I discussed it with Gary because the other issue with these lists, like this, I have no way of knowing if somebody has a unit in there
the boss.
Or owns a unit. I know where you guys all live, but I don't know if somebody has a unit in there. But they need. That's why you get the list, even on buy rates.
I wouldn't have known that was Jordan. Nor do I know.
Well, that's why everybody's supposed to check.
But whatever. Anyway, I'd like to adopt. Can I have everybody's attention, please? I'd like to adopt resolution PBA 22-021V2. Do I have a motion?
Yep. Second.
Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Lovechuk?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
And Mr. Loper?
Yes. Adopt the minutes of 11-2-22. Do I have a motion?
Second.
A second?
Sorry.
We're going to do roll call because
yes,
we did.
Yes, it's a roll call. There's money
Mr.
involved.
Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Lovechuk?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes. Mr. Shule, subcommittee updates?
Mr. Chair, thank you. We've had some good meetings, subcommittee level administration. Gary Kelsey's been instrumental in putting this meeting together. He has been involved in those. I think we missed the last one. We were on sick leave, but we're making some progress with administration on these residential mechanical ordinances. One in particular, I believe, is getting very close to being submitted to the City Council for review if it hasn't already. The second group, we're going to need to sit back down the subcommittee and refresh ourselves since it's been some time since that ordinance was initially drafted, and get back to administration with that one to advance that one as well. On a second note, the municipal public access plan that we've talked about here a few times has been resubmitted to DEP for their review. We're hoping for a favorable determination from them. Not sure how long that may take, but when that does come back to us, we'll be scheduling a public hearing and adopting that as part of the city master plan.
That's it. Thank you. I'm just going to state, I just went through COVID, and I was out past the 5-day limit, so I didn't get any medication. I survived. I'm not in a box. But let me tell you, if you feel like you have the sniffles, you have a little bit of sore throat, get to the doctor and get the pills. Because my wife came down 2 days after I did. She cleared up 3 days before me with a negative test. So the pills count. And I just took it as a cold, which was stupid. I don't know, some sort of medication as they give you.
Just take them, Dean.
It's like the old Z-Pack type thing.
I had it three times already. The second two times you know I had it.
Yeah, I didn't know I had it, but it is what it is. And thank you for reminding me to ask for a second because you get a little brain dead with it.
Yeah.
But whatever. Anyway, do I have a motion to go home?
So moved.
I want everybody to have a Merry Christmas.
We're glad you're back here.